Hello, this is Pastor Robert from Esterhazy Baptist Church in Esterhazy, Saskatchewan. Welcome. Thank you for joining us today. This message is for the week of April 18th, 2021. It's titled, Jesus is the Way, the Truth, and the Life. The key verse is John 14, verse 6. Call to worship is taken from Psalm 65, verses 1 to 4. God, you will be praised in Jerusalem. We will keep our promises to you. You hear our prayers. All people will come to you. Our guilt overwhelms us, but you forgive our sins. Happy are the people you choose and invite to stay in your court. We are filled with good things in your house, your holy temple. Amen. Let me read our text this morning from John chapter 14, verses 1 to 6. Jesus said, "Don't let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God and trust in me. There are many rooms in my Father's house. I would not tell you this if it were not true. I am going there to prepare a place for you. After I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, so that you may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I'm going." Thomas said to Jesus, "Lord, we don't even know where you are going, so how can we know the way?" Jesus answered, "I am the way, and the truth, and the life. The only way to the Father is through me." May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his word. That was from the New Century Version. The passage we are looking at today in John chapter 14 takes place in the upper room Thursday evening as they were celebrating the Passover, just hours before Jesus is betrayed by Judas and arrested. Jesus has just let Judas know that he knew Judas's plans to betray him, and Judas has left to put his plan in motion. After Judas leaves, Jesus says in John 13:33, "My children, I will be with you only a little longer. You will look for me, and just as I told the Jews, so I tell you now, where I am going, you cannot come." Jesus has much to say to his disciples, but they are shaken at the thought that he is leaving them. Verse 36, Simon Peter asked him, "Lord, where are you going?" Jesus replied, "Where I am going you cannot follow now, but you will follow later." Peter understands that Jesus is talking about his death, and Peter assures Jesus that he is ready to die for him. And then we read that Peter is stunned to hear Jesus tell him that before the sun rises that next morning, he will deny he even knows Jesus three times. In the midst of this awful news, the disciples hear Jesus say in John 14, verses 1 to 2, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I am going there to prepare a place for you." Where is Jesus going? He says, "I am going to prepare a place for you in my Father's house." He goes on to say that when everything is ready, he will return for them. Finally, Jesus reassures them that they know where he is going. Apparently, this is too much for Thomas, who says what many of them were thinking, "Lord, we don't even know where you are going. How can we know the way?" You see this in verse 5. Jesus answers him with the words that we'll look at in detail today Verse 6, Jesus told them, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me. What does Jesus mean by this statement? Let's take a closer look. First of all, Jesus says, I am the way. Jesus makes it clear in his answer to Thomas that he is talking about being in God's presence, the Father's house, or what we might refer to as heaven, in God's presence. This is the only destination that is truly worthwhile. And Jesus tells us he is preparing a place for us there. Not only do we need to know where we are going, we also need to know how to get there. What direction do we take? Most people you talk to today would say they want to go to the Father's house. They want to be in heaven after they die. And yet there's much discussion over which is the way. How do you get there? Do you simply wish yourself there? Is there more than one way to get there? There are so many opinions. Everyone seems to have one. But it seems to me that the only opinion that matters, the only way to know for sure, is to check with the Father. It's his house. We don't get to the Father's house by just being religious or living a good moral life, because none of us can do that with perfection. According to Jesus, there is only one way to the Father's house. Many people would say, I know where I want to be. I want to be in heaven. I want to be with God. How can we be sure we're headed in the right direction? Jesus made it simple. Contemporary English version says it this way, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Without me, no one can go to the Father. It is so important for you to realize that these are Jesus' own words. If you believe that he was a great teacher, then you must study what he taught about himself. He said the only way to the Father, to God the Father, is through him. He will show us the way to the Father. The Apostle Peter, at the birth of the church, said in Acts chapter 4, verse 12, salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved. And we know from the context, he's talking about Jesus. Jesus is the only way to God. The Apostle Paul writes, for God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, no longer counting people's sins against them. And he gave us this wonderful message of reconciliation. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 19. Paul continues in verse 21. He says, for God made Christ, who never sinned, to be the offering for our sin, so that we could be made right with God through Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21. Jesus not only knows the way to God, he is our way to God. One day a grandfather took his grandson out for a walk in the woods. As they were walking along, the grandfather stopped and he looked down and he asked, do you know where we are? The boy looked up and he said, no. Then the grandfather asked him, do you know where you're going? The boy said, no. Then the man chuckled and said, well, I guess you're lost. The boy smiled up at his grandpa and said, no, I'm not lost. I'm with you. The boy knew his grandfather not only knew the way and would become the way, he would become the way and lead him out That's what we have with God. You are never lost because you always have God to guide you and to lead you. If you walk with Him, because of this certainty, we can take others by the hand and lead them out of the darkness as well. Interesting question to ask yourself, considering where are you right now? And if you get to where you're headed right now in life, where will that be? Where will you be? Will it be at the Father's house? Do you know the way to God the Father through Jesus the Son? Invite Him to be your sin forgiver and follow Him as your life leader. That means to admit that you are a sinner and you need the forgiveness that He offers, your sin forgiver. And as you accept Him as the Son of God, then you follow Him as the leader of your life. Second thing Jesus says is He is the truth. Truth is a characteristic of God. God not only speaks the truth, God is the truth. Psalm 31, verses 4 and 5 reads, "Set me free from the trap they set for me, because you are my protection. I give you my life. Save me, Lord, God of truth." And in Isaiah 65, verse 16, we read, "All who invoke a blessing or take an oath will do so by the God of truth. For I will put aside my anger and forget the evil of earlier days." Jesus is telling us more than that He will teach us the truth. He will do that, but He's telling us more. He's saying He Himself is the truth. And He will reveal the truth of God to us. In John 8, 31 and 32, we read, "So Jesus said to the Jews who believed Him, 'If you continue to obey my teaching, you are truly my followers. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free.'" Pastor J. Vernon McGee tells a story. He says, "Years ago, a student at UCLA told me he didn't like the Bible because it's filled with dogmatism. I agreed with him that it is. He especially selected this verse, 'I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except by me.' That's dogmatic," he said. I said, "It sure is. But have you realized that it is a characteristic of truth to be dogmatic? Truth has to be dogmatic. I had a teacher who was the most narrow-minded person I have ever met. She insisted that 2 + 2 = 4. It didn't make any difference if you had 2 apples or 2 cows or $2. She always insisted that 2 + 2 = 4. She was dogmatic." McGee goes on to say, I've also found that the bank I do business with operates on the same principle, only in my case, it's 2 - 2 = 0, and they are dogmatic about it." He says, "Let me tell you that one of the characteristics of truth is dogmatism. Now, not all dogmatism is truth. There's a lot of ignorance in what is dogmatic. However, that which is truth has to be dogmatic. When I ask directions to go somewhere, I do not want my directions from someone who isn't sure, doesn't know exactly how to get there. I want my directions from one who knows exactly where I'm to turn and how many blocks I'm to go." As I said this to the young student, millions of people for over 1900 years have been coming to Christ on the basis of His statement, "I am the way." And they've found it accurate that it has brought them to heaven. Why don't you try it? The Lord Jesus says, you are not going to get to heaven except through him. Why not come through him and make sure? Jesus says, I am the way. Jesus says, I am the truth. And finally, Jesus says that I am the life. We've seen that Jesus didn't just say he would show us the way. He is the way. Jesus doesn't just tell us the truth. He himself is the truth. And he doesn't just give life. He is life. He is life. The Gospel of John begins in chapter 1, verses 1 to 4, with, in the beginning was the one who is called the Word. The Word was with God and was truly God. From the very beginning, the Word was with God. And with this Word, God created all things. Nothing was made without the Word. Everything that was created received its life from him, and his life gave light to everyone. As we continue reading in this first chapter of John, it soon becomes apparent that John is talking about Jesus. Another well-known verse tells us why Jesus came. God loved the people of this world so much that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who has faith in him will have eternal life and never really die. John chapter 3, verse 16. Jesus came that we might have eternal life, the way to God. Do you know where you will spend eternity? Apparently, a bank in Binghamton, New York, had some flowers sent to a competitor who had recently moved into a new building. However, there was a mix-up at the flower shop, and the card sent with the arrangement read, with our deepest sympathies. The florist, who was greatly embarrassed, apologized. He was even more embarrassed when he realized that the card intended for the bank was attached to a floral arrangement sent to a funeral home in honor of a deceased person, and that card read, "Congratulations on your new location." Now, for some of us, that would be entirely appropriate. Do you know where you are going to spend eternity? Are you going to be in the Father's house? Jesus tells us the way, the only way to the Father's house is through him. The claims that Jesus is making are mind-boggling, and the disciples are trying to understand. They've followed him for over 3 years. They've heard, yet they don't fully grasp all that Jesus is saying. And he's going to be arrested. He's going to be crucified. Someone's going to betray him. Their mind is spinning. They don't fully grasp it all. What changes for them? It's the truth of the resurrection. Jesus not only made the claims, he followed through on them. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. Today he says, I am the only way to the Father. These would have remained confusing statements if Jesus had not risen from the dead, but he did. And the disciples were witnesses of this fact. Jesus' words in John chapter 14, verse 19, have even more power. Because I live, you also will live. What is your response to these words of Jesus? Is Jesus your way? Is Jesus your truth? Is Jesus your life? There is no other way to God the Father but by believing in Jesus. Do you know the way to God the Father through Jesus the Son? Ask him to forgive you of your sins. Accept Jesus as the Son of God sent to take the punishment for your sins, to be your sin forgiver, accept him as that, and then commit yourself with God's help to follow him as the leader of your life. Amen. Let me close with a benediction from Jude, verses 24 and 25. It reads, "Offer praise to God our Savior because of our Lord Jesus Christ. Only God can keep you from falling and make you pure and joyful in his glorious presence. Before time began and now and forevermore, God is worthy of glory, honor, power, and authority." Amen. Amen. Lord bless you. Thank you for joining us.